right, KJ Talk Radio, everyone. We want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. We have two wonderful guests here. The first guest we have is Mr. James Tanner, author of Diary of a Thug and My Girl Got a Girlfriend. Mr. James Tanner, how you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Daryl? What's up with you?
All right. Okay, we're good tonight, except for the rain.
All right, man. So it's always a pleasure to have Mr. Tanner on, as well as my colleagues, Sandy Harris, and also Elbert Jones Jr., a.k.a. Jonesy. James, what you got going on, man? You're an author of some wonderful street lit titles, the first one being Diary of a Thug, and the second one being My Girl Got a Girlfriend. Can you pretty much tell us a little bit about your works that you have in store right now?
Yeah, Diary of a Thug was based on the urban, you know, street life. A lot of people We are so familiar with this. Either we're, you know, listening to something on the radio that, you know, went down, or something that we see on the news. It's just that, you know, it's an urban lifestyle that, you know, I hope that a lot of us can, you know, get it together and just, you know, straighten this whole world up. But at the same time, you know, I just talk about, you know, things that is possible. You know, when I talk to my fans, I say, you know, we all know that, you know, things happen, but I want to bring your awareness up on what is possible so, you know, you all can, you know, stand clear of certain things. But I just love telling stories. So Diary of a Thug is a great book. I would urge anybody to go get it. My Girl Got a Girlfriend. It is also a great book that I actually was shooting a reality show pitch about a particular female. I followed her around for a year or so, and I basically wrote the book based on a lot of things that I saw in those clubs.
So, all right.
It's fiction, right. It's a very good story.
Man, that's incredible. So you saw some incredible things while you were in those clubs, huh? So could you, like, pretty much elaborate on some of the things that you experienced?
Well, I'm going to say this, you know, the book is, again, titled My Girl Got a Girlfriend. It is a new form of lesbian erotica. And following MC Lucky around for probably more than about 12 months, I just saw, for one, the females are the real ballers, for one thing. They are the real ballers, man. And for me to come in a club where, you know, females come to watch other females dance, dominant and feminine, they drop money like they were rap stars or something, man. You know, and that really caught me by surprise, because I thought the guys would be the ones that tip the females, but these females are the real ballers that really tip these female dancers.
Wow. So they make it rain, huh?
They really make it rain. And I got a chance to, you know, get to know some of the female dancers as well as the patrons. And, you know, they have their relationships. They have their ups and downs. And, you know, I'm just trying to really, like, get a better understanding of who you know, in a relationship, who's better, the man or the woman. I think I kind of got an idea, and I'm pretty much putting it together in this next book, My Girl Got a Girlfriend 2. So for those who have not read my book, My Girl Got a Girlfriend 1, I think you need to get it. And by January, I believe the 28th, My Girl Got a Girlfriend 2 should be out, and I definitely urge you to get that one.
Nice. All right.
Nice, yeah.
Mr. Tanner, you had mentioned some about reality show. You think that would be, when would you start taping it? Have you started? When would that be coming out?
Well, I taped, I got so much footage in the year or so that I followed MC Lucky around. the particular company that's interested in California, they told me that they would like to see the best 3 to 7 minutes of that footage. So I'm determining now what's going to be the best footage to send them. And, you know, they're also looking for me to send them a copy of the book as well. But I did more than enough filming, man, more than enough filming. And I just have to sort through everything I have to see what's going to be the best 3 to 7 minutes and what will have them interested in putting their money up to actually buy the project.
Well, where would this, well, when the film come out, would it be like you would start locally? It would, like, be distributed nationally?
I think that it will probably be nationally because this is what they do. They do reality shows, everything from Hell's Kitchen to...
Right.
They've done even American Gangster. They this is what they do. So they just want to know, they want to see an idea of what I'm talking about.
Right. Okay, I got you.
Actually, what they'll be doing, they'll be buying the project, you know, personally. That's what they'd be doing.
Oh, okay.
They'll buy the idea from them.
Right.
Okay, well, that's, I know the experiences that you had to even write the book are great because... you know, we're authors are just, there's so many books out here and, it's a lot of competition. So I know it's hard to keep up with the Joneses, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it really is. Being that, I'm still somewhat, I wouldn't say that I'm still new in the game, but it really don't take me long to really pick up. And I think that I've been in the game since about 2008. And I just know that, you know, I have to be different. So as long as you continue, or any writer or even myself, continue to bring something to the world new and different, then I think we stand a chance to get a following and have people interested.
Well, that's all right, man. So where do you think the direction of street literature is going right now, ever since it's been, you know, pretty much a burgeoning empire in the African-American literature whole world? Where do you think it's going to now?
Well, I think personally that a lot of these books should be turned into film. And that's actually, you know, the route that I'm going to go. I'm going to pick up a few authors. I'll publish a few authors, and what I'll start doing is first turning my authors as well as my work, their projects into film, and then I'll slowly look for other authors or publishers that's interested in having those books turned into film projects. That's the way I see it. I think urban stories will be around for a long time. People are definitely into this. I think we got a many more years to go. I just think that it should now be turned into film projects. This would be the best time to do this.
Okay, and why would you say this would be the best time, you think, to do this?
Well, it's like I said, you know, you always have to have something new and different to continue on. And I think that Hollywood do it all the time. They even have particular production companies that go out and find particular books to read to pursue a film project behind those books. And this is the route that I think. I think if our readers and our followers are so interested in, you know, buying our books and staying up with us, I think we owe that to them. I think we owe a film project from our books to them. I think we owe them that.
All right. Yeah, that's what's good, man. So before we end tonight with you, what would you want to tell your fans, James, what to look forward from you and where to buy your books and where will you be next as far as a book signing or anything?
Well, I will First, I'd like to say you can buy my books at all Barnes & Noble's bookstores, Books A Million bookstores, Amazon.com. I will have it on Nook soon. I think in probably majority of the black bookstores, I believe, will start having them, the urban bookstores. I just had a large order from Carl Weber. I think they'll be in all the urban bookstores. And I'll have a book signing, I believe, Friday, Black Friday, at Urban Bookstore at Iverson Mall. That is, I don't have the address right this second, but it is in Iverson Mall in Oxon Hill, Maryland.
All right. Well, there you have it. It was always a pleasure to have you, you know, grace our show, James. You know, you're definitely not an up and coming author. You're a seasoned author. You have some new works out there. You have always new things coming on. You're the only double threat I know in the industry, not only writing but also doing film. So you're doing your thing, man. And we're going to continue to support you and have you on KJ Talk Radio in the future. And we appreciate you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Great night, rather.
All right. Bye.
All right. Well, that was James Tanner. Sandy, Jonesy, what do you guys think about Mr. Tanner? He's doing some big things here.
Oh, yeah. Yes. He's doing some great things.
All right,
and,
yeah, so we want...
I meant to ask him, too, when he said his new book coming out.
He said, what did he
say?
January. Okay, so January he'll have his new book out, so we look forward to that. So the next voice that you all will hear, any women that's listening to this show, and we are sure to have some, will be Dante Moore, better known as the Reeducator, the man that wrote Reeducation of the Female. We want you to get ready because the man doesn't pull any punches. We've had him on before, and trust me, this is going to be an incredibly deep and very, very spicy conversation. The next voice we hear will be Dante Moore, the Reeducator.
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right, great. It's a long time no hear from, man. What type of products you been working on?
Basically, you know, I've been working on a follow-up to the book, The Reeducation of the Female, and I've been trying to elaborate on what my readers have asked me about, which is basically they want a more broad approach or a more direct approach, when it comes to knowing how to get and keep a man. They want more like a script that I can direct them towards. And also I'm hitting some hard-hitting issues that people really don't discuss when it comes to having a relationship.
All right. One thing, Dante, what do you think that females find so abrasive about you and your book?
I would probably say my delivery. You know, it's the way I deliver the information, and I wrote the book that way specifically because that's the way I need information delivered sometimes. It's almost, you know, I like the old saying, you don't know something stinks till you smell it. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's right in your face. Here it is. There's no denying this. Do your research. You know, and I deliver it in, you know, a locker room lingo style to let them understand how men talk when they're not around, you know. So I give them the information like I'm the fly on the wall trying to let them in on what we talk about so they'll understand, no, this is not an easy conversation, you know. So this is real life, real world. So a lot of the stuff that I say is harsh because a lot of things are said about women that are harsh, and they don't ever have the opportunity to hear it unless they're in or behind the scenes. So that's what I try to give them, and I try to deliver it in that type of fashion. So to, like, give them a slap in the face and wake them up and say, not just read this, but do something about it.
Oh, I hear that. Well, I know that my colleague is going to have a lot of questions to ask about the book and about you, your delivery. Of course, you know, Sandy is being a new member of KJ Talk Radio, being a female. I know she has a lot to ask you. So, again, give me a little bit about the book and everything that you have pretty much found in your travels and your experience about women that you feel they need to be reeducated.
Okay, well, the book is basically a look into how men think and how we act and some of the, you know, what's going on in our mind when it in terms of women. I wrote the book to educate and enlighten women. I didn't write it to disrespect them. I want them to understand that completely. I wrote the book so they'll not only read it, but also be entertained. I definitely didn't want it to be boring, because if you're sitting there trying to read some information and it's boring, you're not only going to put the book down, but the stuff that you have read probably won't even sink in. So that's how I wrote it. And I've been, you know, basically on, you know, several different radio shows, television shows and everything, just telling them this information about men that's, you know, not real known out there in the world, in the real world. You know, this is stuff that really only men discuss with other men. And I give them that information so they can better help them in their future relationships.
Okay. All right. I mean, Sandy Jonesy, help me out, man. This is Dante on the line today. I know you guys got some questions for me.
Well, I'm thinking.
Okay, go ahead, Sandy.
No, go ahead, Jim.
Well, one of the questions I have, I just wanted to know really how well is your, how's your book really doing there, you know, as far as sales and all of that?
It's been doing well. It's been, you know, selling all around the country and also overseas. I've been getting a lot of hits and in London and the UK and other countries like that. So I do, when I do television shows, it's like a satellite show or whatever, you know, that you have to go on to their morning show. But right. A lot of people that I've encountered, that I run into when doing this type of thing, I really haven't had any type of intelligent argument to the book at all. It's only been people that are upset about the delivery, you know.
Right,
so I just tell them right there, you know, it must be something that I'm hitting on, you know, because you wouldn't be so upset about it, or you wouldn't get this livid if it doesn't have anything to do with you at all, you know. So I'm telling you about you in your face, and that's what a lot of people get upset about.
All right, and you said that, I think you mentioned something about your next book going to be, what is this going to be, like a part two to this book or what?
Yeah, because there's, you know, there's volumes to this, you know, as you know, as a man or whatever, you've gone through a lot of trials and tribulations when it comes to women. So I'm pretty sure it's a lot of things in your mind that you can put down on paper, not only for yourself, but to help other people in their lives. And so it's volumes to the game. It's volumes to relationships,
right,
and how to do better. So right now I'm just creating a second volume, or, you know, just a second edition or something that could be said about the issues that I didn't cover in the first.
Right, right. Gotcha.
So who are your bigger buyers, men or women?
Women, definitely.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So what is it that women are not doing that you're helping them with in the book? What is it that you find is, like, say, for instance, name two main things that women pretty much don't know about men that they need to know about that will help them out in their relationship?
Number one, I think, to answer your question, you said what women aren't doing, and that's they aren't checking their attitudes. You know what I mean? Well, number one, they need to check their attitudes. They don't know how to keep their mouth shut, and they don't know how to keep their legs closed. That's a couple of things that they need to understand. When you're talking to a man or you're in some type of conversation with the man, we're smart enough to know that we're the hunter and you are the prey. So we can smell a lot of BS early on. So if you give that to us, that's how we will treat you. We're only putting out what you're giving, you know. So if you come off the top as snotty with a bad attitude, you think you know everything, that's how a man is going to treat you. If you come off like with a caring attitude, like you're genuine or something like that, that's how a man is going to treat you. That's number one. Number two, I would say stop listening to, like, your female friends, like, dismissing a man because he doesn't have A or B. Everybody goes through trials and tribulations. As you understand about this economy today, people lose jobs, they change careers, they get promotions, they move on with their life. Just because a man is not on your so-called level, where you're at and where he's at, doesn't mean he's undateable. Doesn't mean you can't date this brother, this man, or whatever. That's just your fault or your selfishness because you refuse to grow with a person. You cannot order a man like you ordering off the dollar menu at McDonald's. Oh, I want this, I want that, I want, you know, sauce, lettuce, cheese, and onions. It don't work like that. You have to work with this dude just like any relationship. When y'all get together and y'all meet, he may bring something to the table and you may bring something to the table. What makes y'all better is when y'all both combine and y'all have that power base for one another and y'all use y'all assets together. That's what makes a great relationship.
Mm.
Well, you know, coming from me and Daryl been together, what, 6 months, but dating before that, I find that men only want to date you if you do have a job. So, you know, if you are on the McDonald's list, you're not one of them. That's how I look at it.
Well, it's like this. Some I can't speak for every man. I give
yeah,
a general
I understand, but, you know, there's locker room talk about women, too.
Yeah, I give a general overview of what men want and what they like. So what happens is you may have some men that have these different qualifications, or, you know, you have to have a job, you have this and have that. But if you get a consensus and you talk to the majority of men, a job is really not a big deal when it comes to dating a man. We don't really care about that. The first thing we're looking at is if we have a connection, if we have an attraction to one another. Once we get past that, you know, then we start talking to you. And then maybe, if you open your mouth, you might spoil it. You know, that's where the attitude comes in. You know, so right. If you have the right attitude, that's when we can move past that and then think that this person is intelligent. I can have a conversation with her, and that's when stuff starts building. But once we meet you, you say you don't have a job or something like that, you're not put in the undateable category or something like that. We just thinking you just don't have a job right now. You know, what we're thinking is, how can you be with us? How is our relationship going to be together? How are we going to be as, you know, two people? We're really not thinking about your finances at all.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Jonesy, what you got to say about this, man? Dante is on here. I know you got something to ask him.
Well, I guess it depends, too, on, like, if it doesn't matter, really, like Dante said, if a woman have a job or not. But you also have to look at that. She might not have a job at that moment, but what's on her mind? You know, like, what has she got going on, or what can she bring to the table? You start looking into that later. If you start seeing that, hey, this woman is really not trying to get out there to do anything. She just wants to sit back and live on you. Okay, now that's a different story.
A lot of women out there doing that.
Right. That's a different story, and you'll be able to see that.
Men.
You know.
Exactly.
It could be where she don't have a job now, but she could be looking, or she could be going to school, and you take all that in consideration, you know. It doesn't mean that if she don't have a job, you wouldn't date her.
It's just like what we discussed before, about the Katrina victims. You know, when Katrina happened and these people lost everything and they moved to different areas and they didn't have anything, not even a Social Security card. Everything was gone. Their memories, their pictures, all their job, all at home. So they come up to a different area without anything and they have to start from scratch. You know, so just because they're doing that now doesn't make that person undateable.
Right.
You can still date that person
Absolutely.
And have a good relationship with
them. Right.
Right. Well, that's a positive thing, so that people can know when they read the book. It's not all about women bashing and everything. You're just basically a very blunt young man. You're giving it to women straight and men too. what would you say is some of the mistakes that maybe the young generation of women make as opposed to the older generation of women?
I would say one of the main mistakes is not checking your man. You know, it's like when we was coming up, you know, as you know, like we all, you know, having conversations here where I was coming up, I'll speak generally. You didn't have women that would take a man that has jeans on that's tighter than hers. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have women that would be with you if you had, you know, two earrings in your ear, one in your nose and one in your tongue. You know what I'm saying? They were kind of like, okay, what's up with this dude? What's up with this situation? They need to start checking the men. When I mean check, I mean not like on the internet and checking your history and all that type of stuff. I mean the urban word for check your man, meaning like, what's up with you? You know what I'm saying? Make sure that he's the brother that can support you. Make sure he has the qualities that you want in a man, not just you see him as your financial sponsor. You know, because if you see some of these brothers out here walking today, you wonder how in the world did you ever even get a female when right. your pants is hanging down right. under your butt.
Okay.
I just don't understand
that's what I was just getting ready to say.
Right. Exactly. That's true. You're right. You got a lot of truth in that one.
Yeah.
I see a lot of women walking around.
Yeah, so a lot of these folks are suspect out here, and you just have to use your head. You be like, wait a minute, this don't seem right. You know, and not just yeah, not just sit back and not say anything about it. You know, have a conversation. You know, what's going on with you and them jeans? You know, say something. You know, okay. that's one of the things these women out here have to do now. But what I think it's become so commercial and so like what you call it, society wants to make it like it's good or it's okay, and that's when the problems come in. You know, because a lot of the men that are leaders are getting you know, pushed to the back burner because if they say something, they'll seem like insensitive to the issues or something like that. No, I'm not insensitive. I just don't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want that in my area. You know, you can. Right. This is a free country. You can go off and do that over here. But when it comes to me, when it comes to my relationship with a female or whatever, this is what I require and this is what I will allow. That's it.
Hey. Heard that.
Okay.
Well, I tell you, before we get up off of here, give us some information about the book, your website, what you're doing now, a sequel to the book if you have any, and where you're going to be as far as book signings.
Okay. You can catch me at the reeducation.com. That is the website for the book. That's the reeducation.com. You can also email me at TheReEducator@Yahoo.com. That's the email address. And right now I'm working on a second volume to the book, but it's not complete yet. I'm not sure when it's going to be out. But I do things randomly as they come along. So I have an events calendar on my website, which is TheReEducation.com. You can go to the events section and see where I'm at. I just did a relationship forum at UDC a little while ago where I spoke to those folks about relationships in today's times. So you can just look on there. You'll know why I'm next. If you got something to say or you want me to get reeducated, let me know and I'll do it for you.
Okay.
Dante always never change. He is always direct and blunt and straight to the point. We love that. Dante, thank you so much for being with us tonight. As always, we look forward to having you on our show, and we will definitely host you again when you come out with the sequel to Reeducation of the Female. That's available. We ask everyone to go out and support you. Dante Moore, everyone, thank you so much for being with us tonight, sir.
Bye.
All right, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate y'all too, man.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Dante Moore, Re-education of female. Well, as we begin to close another segment of KJ Talk Radio, and I just want to say a thank both of my hosts tonight, Sandra Harris and Albert Jones Jr., Jonesy. You guys, another great show. What you think?
Oh,
thank you. Very good.
Very good, gentlemen.
All right. Great, great, great. Well, we want to thank all of the fans and listeners tonight for tuning in and listening to us, taking time out of your busy schedule. We want to say happy Thanksgiving Day early to all of you all. Would you, you know, traveling, visiting family and friends, and we want to ask that you guys be safe in your travels and everything and enjoy the holiday. And Sandy, Jonesy, is there anything you guys want to say before we end tonight?
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
KJ Talk Radio, as always, thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next Monday with another wonderful show. KJ Talk Radio, Albert Jones Jr., Sandra Harris, Daryl King. Out.
All right.
Turkey.